T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
7 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. A wonderful Red Friday. Dark before the dawn. Dawn before the dark. I don't think anybody ever says that, but they do now. Welcome into it. It is a Red Friday. Get up. Woo. Get excited. We're here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Oh. Raider week, baby. Last night, Footsteps Falco. Keanu Reeves, by the way.
Falco.
They were talking to him on New Heights. He was awesome. I don't know if you watched the episode or not.
I had not.
They brought up The Replacements. Of course, it's Travis Kelce's favorite movie of all time. Makes sense. Jock, funny movie, funny, involving The Replacements. And he's like, is it true that you could have actually probably been a quarterback? And Keanu Reeves is like, that is absolutely false.
Oh, good. I was going to say, if that guy said he was 100% true about that, I would have died.
Nah, dude.
Keanu Reeves. Bro.
Yeah.
Remember when he got into a phone booth and went back in time?
Hell yeah, dude.
Bill and Ted, man. Yo, did you ever see that movie, Mac?
I have seen that one.
Oh, it's a great one. Yeah, where they went and found Socrates and brought him back. Yeah.
Imagine being the other guy. Everybody knows who Keanu Reeves is. Couldn't tell you who the blonde guy is.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, my God, you're right. Like, hold on a second.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, you know Simon, but you don't know Garfunkel. Yeah.
Paul Simon was a jerk. Let's talk about that.
Bill S. Preston. Wasn't that the guy who was in it?
I have no idea. Yeah, maybe.
I think it
was.
That's
a good pull.
Yeah, Bill S. Preston, I think, was the guy
Bill S. Preston, yep.
Yeah, he was the guy in Bill and Ted's. Yeah, he played Bill.
Mm-hmm. But his name was not Bill S. Preston. That's the character's name.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the S stands? Sometimes they use their real names.
Oh, gotcha. It's Alex Winter is this guy's name.
Winter is not coming.
Winter is gone. That is two
Alex
Game of Thrones
Winter.
References.
Wow. He's like the guy from the first guy on American Idol that, you know, did the show with Seacrest and left.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes. That's a bad
beat.
Idiot.
That guy.
Bad beat, dude.
Really bad beat.
It's like Chevy Chase. I don't think I'm going to do Saturday Night Live. This show's going to fail.
Yeah. 60 years later, here we sit.
Sabrina Carpenter is hosting this week, so we'll be watching.
Oh, man. He was in Ben 10 Race Against Time in 2007.
So time challenges or time travel movies are his specialty right now.
Hey,
it's like Eric Stoltz, you know, who was the original guy, Marty McFly. They did the entire movie with Eric Stoltz and then said, nah, we don't like you. And they got Michael J. Fox and they refilmed the whole movie. So
that's nuts.
Michael J. Fox, I have to talk to you about your future.
Do you know Stoltz and Fox just got together like this month for the first time? Like Michael J. Fox wrote him a letter and whatnot. And he goes, yeah, I'm not mad at you, you know, like 40 years later. And so now they become friends and, you know, share life things with each other.
That is cool.
Yeah. But like if you're Michael J. Fox, like this guy probably hates me.
Yeah.
You know,
text line says Alex Winter. He was also in The Lost Boys.
Oh, okay.
You seen that one? It's weird.
No, I've not.
I haven't seen that one. I mean, God.
Kiefer Sutherland, baby.
Yeah, The Lost Boys.
Have you seen Lean on Me?
When you're not... No, I haven't.
Watch that Stand By Me.
Oh, man. Stand By Me is great.
Stand By Me is a coming-of-age movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was right before we lost Corey Feldman. What's wrong with you?
He was in Freaked in 1993.
No,
you guys
I don't know
that?
No.
I'm sorry. What's the name of that movie?
Freaked.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the Raiders are in town this weekend. You got a favorite Raiders memory of all time?
Mac, what do you got? You got first on the list.
They need a 3rd-and-1 conversion here at their own 29. Two back set. Charles shades to the near side. They're going to run a fire pass. They're going to throw it down the right sideline for Charles. He makes the catch at the right side. Cuts it back left. Yes. 35-30. Angling left. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs formation, the Raiders, for a long touchdown play on 3rd-and-1. And Charles finds the promised land for the 5th time in the game.
5 touchdowns, my favorite Chief of all time against my least favorite team, kicking their ass over 50 points. Andy Reid's first season. Awesome, dude.
I'm going to take a total sidebar because I was thinking about this yesterday. You just said against the team you hate the most. If all of a sudden we went to like college mode and we had to protect one rivalry, are you protecting the Raider rivalry or are you protecting the Bronco rivalry?
I mean, I'd be okay if the Broncos never were a team again. So the hell with them.
So you would protect the Bronco rivalry, or you would get rid of the Bronco rivalry and play the Raiders every year?
I'd play the Raiders every year.
I think the Raiders,
I would too. Yeah,
it's genuine. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it is.
Because what we say about the show is relatable.
Yeah,
the Raiders are relatable within the fan base. Your grandpa, your dad, and you probably all hate the Raiders.
That's right. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Whereas, like I think a lot of people, like my dad's age or my grandparents' age, they would be like, "Oh, I hated John Elway."
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily hate Rod Smith. You know, I didn't really hate. I mean, Terrell Davis. They put Vaseline on their jerseys at one point to try to escape from
they
tackles.
Cheat.
It's a true story.
Everybody does, though. I mean, people were using stick 'em on their gloves, WD-40.
Lubed up in Lubiderm or Vaseline so that the Chiefs couldn't tackle the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
That's what they had to do. That's a true story. I will stand on that to the day that I die. Bob, you have a favorite memory?
I have a couple, actually, and it's nothing like on the field. It's like all off the field stuff. And I remember being in Oakland one time for a game. And it was like 2002, 2003. And, you know, it was a miserable experience because that stadium was awful and it was leaking in the press box. It was basically raining on top of Carl Peterson's head, who was sitting behind me listening to, you know, the calls that were going on. And that's what the Raiders and Chiefs did. Usually, if you're an executive for the team, they've got a private booth for you or whatnot. When the Raiders Raiders and Chiefs played each other, the top executives sat in the press box. It was that's how petty that this was, right? So the top executives would sit in the press box amongst the media because the Raiders and Chiefs were so petty with each other, you know, back in the day. And Vermeil was telling a story about driving in and looking out the bus window, and there's old women giving them the finger as they're driving into the game, which I absolutely love that. I remember going to that game, and there was so much traffic. One of the Raiders coaches at the time, is I think his name was Joe Avizzano, just dropped his car in the middle of traffic and was walking to the stadium on the road.
Wow.
I remember seeing that guy. I'm like, that's a coach for the Raiders back when we knew who these guys were and whatnot. And then I always remember Amy Trask talking trash to me up in the press box when she was the president of the Raiders, and they took like a lead against the Chiefs like a minute or something to go, and the Chiefs went right down the field and scored and won the game. I think it was like 04, 05. And when the Raiders scored, Chiefs cheered up, yeah, all this. And then the Chiefs scored and won the game. Like, oh, this is awesome. So, like, it's just those type of memories that really fuel the fire. Mm-hmm. But it really shows you how much they hate each other by putting their own executives in the press box, and especially having Carl Peterson getting rained on at that one game. It was unbelievable how much they hate each other. What's your memory, Dusty?
I have two. From a play standpoint, it's the Travis Kelce game from a few years back where he had four receptions for four touchdowns and 26 yards.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Insane.
Productive. Yeah.
They just literally were like, oh, we're inside the 20. It's almost the same as like Max Jamal Charles game where like Rodney Hudson was literally going to the line and be like, over there, it's going over there. We're letting you guys know it's going over there. And they still did it. And it was like anytime they were inside the 10-yard line, wherever 87 is, we know that they don't have a good matchup. We're just going to throw it to me in the end zone. Four catches, 26 yards, four touchdowns. Insane.
That's great.
The other one is, to me, the most iconic photo in Kansas City Chiefs history. It's Brandon Flowers, foot on the ball, in the end zone after a pick six, arms crossed, and everyone's got the number one bird at his face.
Fantastic, yeah.
If you are a diehard Chiefs fan and you have that photo in your man cave, in your shed, in your garage, in your house, send it to @DustyLigans. I will retweet it all weekend. That, to me, is one of the most iconic sports photos. To me, it's one of the – it is the greatest photo in Kansas City. I mean, I'm sure you have one of, you know,
a Lenny smoking a butt, drinking a Fresca is pretty iconic.
But the background of that is he hated that photo.
I hated that photo. Hated
so that,
it, yeah.
To me, is kind of tainted. Like, Lynn Dawson hated that photo. Yeah. I know it's on shirts and it's cool and whatever.
They
but like
put Mahomes' face on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, in reality – I guarantee you Brandon Flowers has that photo of him flexing and getting the bird.
Yeah.
Second and eight for Kyra Bowler at his own 16.
Kyle
Chiefs lead 7-0 mid first. Bowler to throw under pressure. He's throwing long of the right sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Brandon Flowers on a great over-the-shoulder interception. Three series, two picks for Kansas City as Brandon Flowers has his third pick of the year, his second acrobatic interception.
Is that booing their own team, or is that booing Brandon Flowers or booing Kyle Bowler, or just a combination of both?
It is both.
Kyle Bowler, Ravens' great quarterback.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He was just swinging it to Todd Heap, baby.
He was supposed to be the greatest thing ever when he was coming out of college. Where did he go to school?
Kyle Bowler? I have no idea.
Is he like a Louisville guy? Or God, I would... I had a fourth-grade teacher named Carol Bowler.
I had a device I called Kyle Bowler. Seriously. I don't know where Kyle Bowler went to school. I'm going to say...
You're going to tell me, I'm going to go, oh, yeah.
I'm going to say, like, Arkansas.
Delaware. No, he didn't go to Delaware.
Is that your final guess?
No. I'm going to go one more, and I'm going to say Virginia Tech, but I know that's wrong.
This is a big school, University of California.
Kyle Bowler went to Cal?
He went to high school.
Well, that would make sense why people had him so high up as, like, being a future good quarterback.
Smart, man.
Quarterbacks out of Cal, man. Pat White, he didn't go to Cal. He went to West Virginia.
Yeah. No, he did go to Cal for a hot minute, I think.
White went to Cal, right?
The guy that the Royals drafted, Pat White?
I think so. He was like a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah.
He was just like basically like the newcomer of Michael Vick.
But there was a West Virginia guy too.
Geno Smith.
Yeah, no, there was a Pat White at West Virginia and
Cal. Is that who I'm thinking of? Is Pat White?
Pat White, West Virginia, Pat White?
Yeah.
That's what I got.
So it was West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia.
Man, but why do I have Cal on my brain with him too?
I don't know.
Go look at the greatest Cal quarterbacks and let us know, man. Get back to us a little bit later. I'm sure Mitch will know.
Yeah, it is Raider Week. We know Mitch gets juiced up for it. Mitch joins us next. Your voice of the Chiefs on the Chiefs Radio Network. Mitch Holtis on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
You know, when you hear that beat, it's the voice of Mitch Holthus getting ready to get into your ears. Mitch Holthus brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, as always, we love having you on, brother, but I got to ask you, because we just did it on the last segment, favorite Chiefs-Raiders game moment, what is Mitch Holthus's favorite moment for Chiefs-Raiders?
Ooh, wowzer. Probably walking Len Dawson past the black hole a couple times during pregame. We went down on the field. I'm not even sure why we had to go down there at the time, but and walking him past the black hole, and when they finally recognized him, oh my gosh, words I've never heard before. So that was nasty. And then he just kind of scowled at him, stared at him, brought up the 1969 AFL last game of the AFL history. I thought, we better get out of here. We're both going to get killed.
Yeah. And you're think,
seriously, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's not joking about that.
Not joking. No. And these weren't tortillas anyway, we got out of there. And then I heard you guys talking about it. This is before the days of AI and Photoshop. And Brandon Flowers ran the pick six right into the lower intestines of the black hole. And it looked like the opening day of pheasant season in Smith Center when there were so many birds. Like, it was awesome. That's the best photo ever.
Oh, that's what I said. I think it's the most iconic Chiefs picture of all time.
All time. All time. Somebody ought to get that printed and put it in an auction. That'd raise $1 gazillion. But it wasn't fake. And that was one of Brandon Flowers' proudest moments.
As it should
but
be.
I've seen the other side of it, too. We played in the monsoon when 0-2.
Yep.
Rich Gannon's their quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, wow. And then fecal matter on the face of Eric Hicks. And he gets up and says a slang word that starts with S. And everybody's like, hey. He goes, no. And then, wipes his fingers. We had dudes getting hepatitis shots and tetanus shots. Anyway.
That was the only game that I was at, Chiefs Raiders, in that Coliseum, Mitch. And I'll never forget it. It was that rain day. It was raining in the press box. And I was telling these guys earlier how petty the teams were back in the day. They would have their executives sit amongst the unwashed media in the press box, right? Like Carl's sitting there and it's raining on him. And Amy Trask used to sit in the regular press box when the Raiders would come here to Kansas City. I remember being in that locker room after that game. Vermeil was pissed about those conditions out there, because you are right. I think a pipe did burst and there was poop in their locker room.
There was poop in the locker room, but it was a rain, just monsoon rain, and that's below sea level at Old Coliseum.
Yeah.
And so there was saturated, and it was bringing all that sewage up to the top. It wasn't even pipes bursting. It was just there was so much rain, and the water was so saturated that you got poop on the field. Oh. Like it was – yeah, no, yeah. It was rough. And then, the one day, so Nate Wetmore, who's in his final year on the Chiefs Radio Network after 30-plus years.
There you go, Nate.
Nate. Well, the roof's leaking in our booth, and it's all over, tens of thousands of dollars of equipment. So they put up cups, paper cups, to cover these leaks. And he put it, now he wouldn't, this is Nate now. Nate can get a ledgy. He's so mad that he puts it on social media. Well, immediately it goes crazy. And all of a sudden, the Oakland police are in our booth. And they're like, take it down. And they're like, no, we're not going to take it down. We can't. All this equipment's going to get ruined. So I got a buddy with me who's spotting for me that day, who's an FBI agent, in that area. And I said, you guys want to talk to the FBI right here? Because they're here, too. And the Oakland police are like, God, the FBI is involved in this? Like, this must be a big deal.
Right.
So it was, oh, yeah, man, we could go all day long on these. But
so how did that end up getting resolved?
Charles, I turned around in the booth on pregame. Jamal Charles is right behind me in our booth. Like, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm inactive. I go, you're inactive? He goes, yeah, I'm inactive. Todd Haley doesn't want to play me. I'm up here. I want to find the Raiders. I want to get traded today. I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay. Wow, this rivalry. But anyway, I've seen both sides of it.
Wait, hang on a second here. Back the truck up a little. Was that 09? Was that Todd Haley's first year when he was benching Derek Johnson, too, that year?
Yeah, Derek Johnson played on kickoff coverage. That's the only thing he did against Pittsburgh that day.
Jeez, wow, that's unbelievable.
Look where we are now. Who'd have thought?
Jamal right behind me goes, hey. I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm inactive. I go, you're inactive. And, yeah, he goes, I want traded. I got to get out of here.
Wow.
The guy's crazy. And I'm like, what? You know, and then Al Davis, you got to go to the restroom at halftime, and you can't because it's all blocked off. And because Al's got the restroom all to himself, and he knows he does. And so his security team is blocking, you know, hundreds of others from using the restroom. And, yeah.
Maybe Al was just pee shy. Mitch, are you got your, I know you always look fly with those polos, those quarter zips, but I feel like this week you got the track suit out. You know, the ones with the stripes on the side, because there's a track team getting ready to show up to Arrowhead this weekend.
Oh, yeah. The school bus is pulling up to the track, and the 4x1's getting out, and so is the 4x2. I've been talking zip codes and area codes all week, and I'm going to give you the teaser on the open, the monologue, because all of a sudden the 514 area code and the zip code of 98087, but we're getting ready to roll, boys, and they're in the starting block. This is so exciting to see what this group can do on offense, because the whole iPad is going to be available to Andy Reid.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. I woke up this morning so excited for this game on Sunday, Mitch. Like, I don't know that I've been this excited for a regular season game in quite some time, because I know what this team has been waiting for since, you know, July of 24, the last time they had all these guys out on the field. They have been literally waiting for this moment, and it's finally here, some almost, you know, 20 months later or whatever it's been since the first time that these guys and only time that these guys were on the field together in training camp, and now here we are. I have a right to be excited, right?
Oh, yeah. July 26th, to be specific. And Matt McMullen and I were on the berm on the side of the hill. The guys come walking by us for practice, and here they came, 514. I go, that's a nice area code. We looked it up. It's Montreal. So that doesn't have any significance, unless you're an old Expos fan or a Canadiens fan. But here they came, and I thought, wow, what a number combination, 514. This is going to be cool. That's a year and a half ago, essentially. And since then, we've added 9 and 80 and 24. He's part of this, too. Put him in one of the zip codes or launch codes or security codes. I don't think Andy Reid's had a faster team. And then you got guys. So I've been asked this week. CDOT asked me. He asked me on Monday. He goes, what does getting Rashee Rice do? And I said, well, hit your sounder. Hit your breaking news sounder. Like, diddly, diddly, diddly. And I said, the Chiefs have just signed Deebo Samuel in his prime. That's what Rashee Rice is. And he's a perfect puzzle fit to what everybody else does. So this is why this team is going to be really hard to defend from here on if everybody stays healthy.
Mitch, I want to bring this up. Last week, kind of a spur of the moment start for Jalen Moore, if it is his call again this week. What did you like from that kid that you saw against that Detroit Lions team?
Well, he showed that he was fearless last week. Now, here's where I feel a little bit of caution with it, because I've seen this happen so often. When you get thrown in and you're not expecting to be thrown in, you go off instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, you're going off adrenaline. And then it hits you like, okay, now it's mine. That's one. You got all week to get ready, but you have all week to think about it. But so does Max Crosby. And so does Malcolm Kuntz. And now they're looking at every little move. And, hey, bring me that San Francisco video. Now they're looking at you for all 13 starts that Jalen Moore has had. But I did notice that he was fearless. And I noticed he kind of took the fight. He was not intimidated by Aiden Hutchinson or that El Qadir Muhammad guy when he was over there on him. So he's really a pretty good technician as well. And the fact that Suamatia has grown so much so fast is going to help Jalen more, especially on those combo blocks. Mm-hmm. So I like what I saw, but I do feel like, wow, this is a huge week for him, just because here comes Crosby, and Crosby wants to eat him alive.
And that being said, though, he was really good against Aiden Hutchinson when he was going up against him as well. And that's why I looked at that and I went, man, I feel good about him now going against Max Crosby.
And we take for granted, I mentioned it on the air during the play-by-play, it was only his 13th start, Bob.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 5 years. That's the equivalent of not even starting two-thirds of the year. So it's not like he's been burning up 70 starts. But yes, I thought that, but this goes back to the way that this offensive line trains. We're not talking about the offensive line enough, I don't think. We never do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have good teams, name a good team with a bad offensive line, it'll be the first one. I always say that. But the Chiefs right now are leading the league or second in the league whenever who touches the ball has 2.2 yards before contact, which is the second best or best in the league. And so whether it's Pacheco or Pat or even if you run a bubble or whatever, you've got 2.2 yards before you get touched. And so Jalen Moore's part of that last week. You could see it on the video where – whether it's a run play and he's getting a push, any single blocking or combo blocking, that he's fitting right in with the rest of these guys. But we need to give a tip of the cap to Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith for leading these five guys. And it has been now 3.5 weeks in a row where that offensive line has played at a high level.
Yeah, it really has. And the first couple of weeks, it was not great from an offensive line standpoint. Obviously, we had the situation with Juwan Taylor, committing all the penalties, and then Andy had to come to Jesus meeting with them. It seems like now, to me, when Andy sits down with these guys and has these come to Jesus meetings, these guys are all responding in a big way. You know, we have not heard from Juwan Taylor since Andy talked to him. I mean, he's played great, Mitch, since Andy's had that conversation. What is it about those talks that Andy has with these guys that stops whatever they were doing bad and turns them into, what Juwan Taylor's been for the last 10 quarters?
You mean Coach Reed?
Yes. What did I say?
Yeah, he's an old offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the shit master chef.
Hello?
That's what he grew up on. Like, so he gets it. He knows it. He knows the intricacies of the position. But one thing Andy Heck does to prepare them is he'll have these fire drills all the time, going all the way back to OTAs. And I don't think they prepare for it. I think sometimes they do, but he'll go, hey, Trey Smith's injured. Jalen Moore, you're in. Well, I've never played guard, now play. Go.
Oh, wow.
And so he'll put the – yeah, no. Oh, no, he does it. And most of the time it's a tackle, tackle, or guard, guard, center, center. It'll be like Creed's down. Creed's at the bottom of the pile. We're going to move, Hunter Norzad in. Man, you got to go. And so it helps them in the real world where Jalen Moore sometimes has been put in at either right or left tackle because of the drill that they do. Mm-hmm. And I think it keeps them on their toes. It keeps them aware, but it's a pretty good strategy. But never forget, Andy Reid, I can still see him like in his blue BYU uniform with the red hair, ready to smash anybody that's in his path.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Coach Reed's an old offensive lineman, so he knows technique and psychology.
Mitch, I want to bring this up because as much as we love offensive stuff, right? Chicks dig the long ball, but also those real ones, they respect the defensive side of things. Noel Williams looked great last week. That was a high-powered offense for the Detroit Lions. 17 points in that game. What do you see with Spags dialing this up against a guy like Geno, who's not even in the same world as Jared Goff?
Well, this defense, there's as much energy right now, Dusty, with this defense as there is with the offense.
Good.
The hallways have been buzzing all week long. The hallways are buzzing. And the defense, they feel like they're kind of, and part of that is Spags getting comfortable with what schemes to play in what situations against what opponent. But it's also them getting comfortable within those schemes and approaches. Three safety nickel, three corner nickel, dime, we're going to be 4-2 or 3-3. All that comes into play. Defensive line rotation. Now, the next step for the defense is the rest of those interior defensive linemen getting consistent against both run and pass so that we could take times where we just set Chris Jones for four or five snaps and everybody else is filling in the gap. That's the next step for the defense, that and getting to the quarterback, which they can do this week. But the defense has right now as much excitement as the offense in those hallways.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And they should, because they're playing great right now. I know we're all focused on what the offense has been able to do. And I think what got lost last week when ESPN put out their AI, you know, power rankings, they forgot to look and see that this defense just shut down what everybody was telling us was the best offense in the NFL.
And they'll get a test with Genty. Genty's the real deal, the Boise State rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bowers can't play, and the other thing is Geno Smith throwing picks. He's got 10 picks, and six are without pressure or blitzing. I don't know what he's doing. He has his worst quarterback rating, Geno Smith, since the second year when he's with the Jets when they were like 0-90 or something. But he's throwing – this defense has a chance to eat on Sunday just as much as the offense does. But I do think with Spags, it's like taking math courses. They're sequential. They follow this – kind of anthology or this path that you're never going to be there at the beginning. There is some, even within a game, like opening drive, sometimes they'll go down and score and you're like, ooh, this will be a long day. And then that's all they get. And right now, this defense, I think they're just starting to, and Noel Williams is a big piece of this, is obvious, because he's a big part of the three when you go three corners in the nickel or the dime. But defensively, it's like you got to take calc one before you take calc three, and that's the way Spags seems to approach his syllabus.
Talking with Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, and obviously this Raider team is one we hate, we despise, we don't like, but they have had some success against the Chiefs. We had Christmas Day in 2023. How much is that a calling card, if you will, for this game?
Yeah, I've not noticed it in our building, but I've noticed it in other shows and around town that there's this kind of smugness that part of the excitement of getting Rice back and seeing this team maybe get ready to go is like, well, let's just blow out the Raiders. And I want to just rent a theater and show them the Christmas Day game, because the Raiders don't complete a pass for three quarters and win.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did, if you go back and look at that game, was Malcolm Kuntz and Max Crosby absolutely obliterated the plan. Malcolm Kuntz had three sacks in that game, forced fumble. Crosby, again, leads the league in tackles for losses. The only guy in the league with five-plus passes defensed, because he'll knock him down too, or tackles for losses. And Malcolm Kuntz is back. We forget, he tore his ACL last year and missed all of 24. Well, he's back. And then they got Butler in the middle. This is a good defensive front. And they can wreck things up if you're not careful. So that's what I'm saying, the offensive line has to have a big day. But if Chiefs fans are smug about this one, and we'll just, I'll rent the theater tonight. I'll pay for it. We'll watch the Christmas Day game at 23.
Yeah, I hate the fact that you're bringing that one up, but you're right. You got to be cautious of every opponent. I got one more for you. The fact that Patrick Mahomes has been ranked by Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus as the 14th best quarterback in the NFL, do you think that, you know, kind of weighs on him, and that's going to be a little kind of drawing to make him even play better than he already has this year, because he threw one interception and Chris Collinsworth says that makes him the 14th best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, Chaz is really doing those ratings from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
And he's in his silk robe, open with the Will Ferrell chest hairs popping out.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, yeah, Pat, you know, Pat Mahomes threw a pick. But it was off the hand of Kelsey. He put the ball where he wanted it to. And then he's got the second pick. Wow, I better put him down there about 15 for clickbait. That's what it feels like. So I'm glad you brought it up, but I'm not going to give it a whole lot of oxygen.
Mitch, I do want to do this one time with you. With the return of Rishi Rice, does anybody kind of get a lesser role? Because I know you got one football and you got, you know, 20 hungry hands and all those receivers. Like, is there a guy that maybe we don't see as much that we have seen? Or do I not know anything that I'm talking about and it's just going to be an added addition?
No, I think it's there's an incredible unselfishness. I was talking to actually coach about this yesterday, and Matt Nagy, what we underrate too is the unselfishness of these guys. Now, if you got some agent barking at you going, you got to get targets and catches so I can get an endorsement for the dog food company, then, you know, it need not apply. Tell your agent to stand down. I think, Dusty, it's almost going to be on a week-to-week basis. It usually is with Andy Reid anyway. But in this instance, I really think it is. So I don't worry about it because these guys know. They kind of get it. But if you sit there and sleep on any one guy, all of a sudden Tyquan Thornton is going to zoom past you. Or if you're going, let's go with a zero blitz call here, then you'll see what Thornton did in the Jacksonville game. And Tyquan last week didn't get a target or a catch. And he's not out around moping around going, hey, well, my career's been revived. So what are we doing? I need the ball. There's none of that with this. Juju Smith-Schuster, you guys, has been phenomenal. Phenomenal. Not just being the door hinge, but almost being a leader, kind of a spiritual leader in that group of being super positive. And I think he keeps ramming home the message. And then don't underestimate Pat's leadership here, because he'll be one to say, you'll get it. Everybody's going to eat. There's enough food to go around in this offense. Just understand and be patient. You'll get it. And it makes us more effective when we understand that we've got to all be patient and unselfish.
No doubt. Mitch, we always appreciate the time. Have a great call. I know you get a little more juiced up, but it's Raider week, and you got to stay focused, Mitch.
Dusty, you're not focused, man. It's Raider week. You're flying all over the place. I don't know where your mind's at. Brain fog. Got to check your low T test. I don't know. Let's go. Let's do it.
Beware of the fog, Mitch. That's all I'll say. Beware of the fog.
Beware of the fog. Okay.
Take care, Mitch.
Have a good call.
See you, boys.
See you. Tell Josh we said hi.
It's Mitch Holtis there, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, plus also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. He's been quiet, but he gets loud on the other side. It's One Word with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Maybe a Red Friday One Word right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. I am usually super psyched for a One Word. Always, you know, it gets me.
I know that I'm hard.
But yes, today,
best five words you'll hear today.
Exactly. I found something during the break while you guys were talking to Mitch Holtis, rather. Pablo Torre posted that that got me extra excited for this segment because I know you guys are going to eat this up. I've got two audio clips that I want to start. I want to kick One Word off with this. This is behind the scenes unleaked footage, or now leaked footage, of Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. We've not really gotten to see them interact or how she's. We've heard the horror stories, the Good Morning America or whatever show he went on.
It is spooky season.
This is spooky. I got two clips. This is her. They're behind the scenes getting ready for the coaches show on NFL Films. And she's there. And there's a graphic on the screen that says, like, coach's keys to the games. And they're kind of just doing a run-through like we would do before
a
show.
Like practicing, kind of, yeah.
Kind of just rocking through, hey, here's the prep. And this is Jordan Hudson around all these producers in NFL Films. Here we go.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's, like, an additional point.
Yeah, it's 100%.
100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific?
Oh, my God.
Conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
There's so much I want to say. One word is, I will say senile. And the reason I'm going with senile is...
Can I play the second one, too?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
This is her mansplaining Photoshop to NFL film producers.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it, and it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, we don't like that.
And adjusting the info. Yep.
By all means. So couldn't we, it's pretty elementary, do something.
Yeah, I'm going to still stick with the senile word because it reminds me of a caretaker for an old person going through what they need to do before they go out there and experience the day. It sounds like she's gone to the home and has gotten him and is going over the plan for the day while he's sitting there just doing whatever he's doing as everybody's talking about what's best for him. And I'm just going to move on.
It's nuts.
It is, yeah. I mean, come on. Jordan Hudson is in there calling shots.
Adobe Photoshop? Ever heard of it?
You're talking to NFL films.
All you have to do is go click, 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 delete.
Yeah. You're talking
producers in the world.
In the history of the world. They're better than movie producers. Yes. These guys are unbelievable, and you're telling them how to do their job.
Photoshop.
And then he's explaining to her the difference between the red zone and the end zone. God. Like, why? Like, I don't bring my wife to my job. I don't go to her job. There's reasons for that. I don't know what I would be doing. I wouldn't have any say.
Bob would be like Billy Madison. He'd pick up the dodgeball. I'm like, you're all in big trouble now.
That's right. Yeah. this thing just needs to end. His relationship with her, their relationship with him at North Carolina. This has got to be even more further proof that this guy's not cut out to be doing this job. And then I guess Mike Lombardi's been missing and they found him in Saudi Arabia now begging for money. Have you guys seen that story?
I've seen that. It's going well.
My one word is love. That's true love. That's right there, love. If you're allowing that, man.
By who? Him or her?
I don't know. I'm still thinking. But by God.
And you guys, I just reposted the video on my Twitter. You can see the producers like physically cringing. They're looking away. They can't remain eye contact because they're holding it in. What the hell is this? Why are you here?
You ever seen Adam's Family 2?
I'm not, no.
So Fester, I forget her name, but she's a famous actress.
Her name is Wednesday, I think.
That's the daughter. But he meets a girl, and she basically just wants him for his money and his inheritance.
Yeah.
And everybody around him is telling Fester, this girl may not be the one. And then they find out, and she goes completely senile, tries to kill the whole family. But yeah, I forget what her name is, but she's,
I think it was,
she's kind of a babe, but she was with, she is a babe. She just doesn't need to be in the production meetings. Isn't it the red zone or the end zone? Honey.
Conceptually, shouldn't we be the shot?
Oh my God. She's just sounded she sounded like somebody I didn't want to be around.
No,
I'd give her a chance at Green Lady Lounge.
Oh gosh. Let's
like
go
spicy.
Spicy or sloppy, here we go. Dolphins Brown game in Cleveland could have a 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gust. The National Weather Service says this is certainly a system worth keeping an eye on. The current forecast, 94% chance of rain, 36 mile an hour gust, 65 degrees for Dolphins Browns in Cleveland.
Well, that's supposed to blow through here later on today. We're supposed to get like 50 to 60 mile an hour gust or maybe some hail out there at some
later
point
tonight.
Yeah, they said early evening or something like that.
Cusack is who I'm thinking of. That was the Fester's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's going to mess up high school football tonight.
Mostly everybody on the Kansas side played last night. So,
I live in Kansas.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, if it messes it up, yeah, I guess it will or whatnot. But I don't live in Missouri, so I don't care there.
Unnecessary?
Well, you said you didn't live in Kansas, so I'm just giving it back to you.
You just said they played last night. High school football doesn't just exist in Kansas.
I know. You said
There's a Blue Springs South rivalry matchup tonight. Big game.
I'm speaking from what I know. A lot of these teams played last night because most teams, it's fall break because we need fall break. So one word on that game, slop.
Yeah.
My one word would be fantasy. advice from you, since you won't be on the air this week. Do I play any wide receivers like a Chris Olave, like a Jalen Waddle, like a Devon Achane? Will he have a big game because of the win?
I'd go Achane for sure. Okay. The rest of those names scare me.
So you're sitting every wide receiver because they're going to have a 70-mile-an-hour wind gust in that game.
Yep. And the quarterbacks.
And
that's a fair
I'm
point.
I'm not playing Tua. Well, that's for damn sure.
Oh, you don't think he has a bounce-back game?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, that no. guy, I need to get out of the NFL.
Yeah, it's time for him to leave. That guy
50
sucks.
50-60-mile-an-hour wind gust is nuts, dude.
No, it's going to be crazy, and these are...
Because they always tell you that in football. Like, they can throw in the rain and the snow, but once it gets windy is when you're like, eesh.
And it's early in the year for to have that kind of weather,
seriously,
too.
Seriously, it is. It
take
is.
The under? That would be my one word,
probably
is under.
Solo, yeah.
Who's under. The quarterback for Cleveland now?
Your boy, Dylan Gabriel.
Yep. DG, yeah. baby.
This is a huge game. This is lefty-lefty.
Yes, it is. First lefty-lefty game since 06.
There we go. I
Michael Vick against somebody.
Damn it. I can't remember
I
now.
Can't remember now.
Because I remember the significance. Like a lefties, it doesn't happen often. Okay, one word on the Red Wings. Detroit Red Wings, baby. Hey, we talked about it this week.
Yep.
6'7", it's everywhere. They had the 6'7 cam of everyone doing 6'7".
Yeah.
One word.
Relatable.
The guy
everybody
did it last night for the Steelers.
Yeah.
The what was that?
Oh,
the
yeah,
tight
yeah.
end from Alabama, the big dude.
Washington. Darnell Washington.
As soon as he scored. He did it.
6'7". Yep.
I didn't
Everybody's
even text
doing
you guys.
It.
I know you saw it. And you're like, yes, Dusty. We probably 6'7".
Everybody's doing it now and whatnot. So, yeah, the 6'7 thing, it's very relatable. I asked you guys this last night. Who will be the first announcer this Sunday to use 6'7 in the broadcast?
Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, because he does that with his
kids
or whatever.
His son plays games. So, like, you know how Max says GG's, good game terminology?
Did he
it this last week. And all his producers are like,
oh, yeah.
And they're like, get ready for Kirk to start, like, incorporating more youth slang. It will be everywhere.
But when Kirk didn't do it last night, I didn't hear.
No,
so,
he didn't.
So now, like.
He was off last night. Someone was off last night with Herbstreit. Well, he was, like, under the weather a little bit, but he just didn't seem
he's
himself.
He's exhausted. He's got
three
be.
Golden Retrievers.
He's doing
I mean, he's got to be exhausted. I understand that. I get that, man. Like, he's exhausted with all that travel and all the work that goes into doing these games. He's not good because he just shows up. I mean, that guy puts in his
work. And they're going, here's Flacco Rogers for you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to go with Ian Eagle. I think Ian Eagle's the guy who goes 6'7"
I like
first.
That.
He's hip. He gets it. You know, he's into, you know, being fun on the air. Some of these announcers aren't into being fun on the air.
I think Gus is going to do it on Saturday.
No, I'm talking NFL.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
just NFL.
Just
yeah.
NFL. Yeah, just
Gus
NFL. Because the college game, somebody on the CW may do it and we may miss
Fair.
It. Fair.
You know? NFL. I'm going to go with. Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with Tony Romo.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
That'd actually be hilarious. I don't like Tony, but I would like that.
Jim, it's 6'7". Can you believe it? All the kids are doing it 6'7". I don't even know what I'm talking about, Jim.
The Chiefs have 6'7" wide receivers that they can get the ball to, Jim. Look out. 6'7" guys are going to have 50 yards and a touchdown, Jim.
Oh, that touchdown was so Sigma. All right, Chiefs Raiders, real quick.
No cap.
Fun.
It's going to be fun.
I think my one word will be interesting because we haven't seen this receiving core. We've all asked ourselves, are they going to be on the field at the same time under the same lights? And now it's, I think, you know, Mahomes is excited. We're all excited.
You think they go empty backfield five wide to start?
I hope to God, man. I've said all year, this is, it's kind of ironic and contradictory to me. I'd love to see them run the ball. I don't care if they hand the ball off one time.
I know,
on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Dusty didn't run the ball. Yeah, Mahomes threw for 550 yards.
I know that I'm hard. Oh, they got to run. No, they don't. Not anymore. We're good. Throw the football. You're right. We may not see more than 15 rushing attempts by any, not Mahomes included.
Total. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about the scrambles. I'm looking at the other three running backs that we have out there. They may not combine for 15 carries.
It's also the same thing that's so weird how the NFL works. Yeah, they can't run the ball. Now they have all these wide receivers. They can run all day.
All day?
Joe Flacco goes to Cincinnati. Can't run the ball. Chase Brown last night, 100 yards by the third quarter.
It's crazy.
It's
well,
nuts,
I mean,
man.
When you're targeting Jamar Chase 27 times in a game and you're throwing it to him and it's working, it opens everything up.
No doubt about it.
Watch the running game just be explosive now.
Yeah, Pacheco and Hunt have 200 yards. And Rashee Rice has five catches for 30. What is going on? I joke. Coming up on the other side, it is 8 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. We get into the script for the Raiders versus the Chiefs. Can Mac make it 2 weeks in a row? Find out on
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Monday, but we'll give you the script on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.